the meal was finished, Jesus insisted that the disciples get in the boat and go on ahead across to Bethsaida while he dismissed the congregation. After sending them off, he climbed a mountain to pray. Late at night, the boat was far out at sea, and Jesus was still by himself on the land. He could see his men struggling with the oars, the wind having come up against them. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them, walking on the sea. He intended to go right by them, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and they screamed, scared out of their wits. Jesus was quick to comfort them. He said, "Courage, it's me. Don't be afraid." As soon as he climbed into the boat, the wind died down. They were stunned, shaking their heads, wondering what was going on. They didn't understand what he had done at the supper because none of this had penetrated their hearts yet. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. We have been talking about our shields the last couple of weeks. Those defense mechanisms we created early on in our lives to protect us from feeling hurt or from being vulnerable. Brené Brown, in her book Daring Greatly, which is what our summer series of Wholehearted Living is based on, she says we have three major shields that we learn to put up to keep us from feeling any pain or shame. The first is foreboding joy, which we talked about 2 weeks ago. That says we set aside our feelings of joy because we are so afraid they will go away, and then we'll really feel horrible. So we might as well just feel how it feels now, then when it comes, it'll be easier. But that's false thinking, and that's not how God wants us to live. God wants us to have joy in our lives. So when we start to forebode our joy, the antidote is to practice gratitude, to be grateful for each moment of joy. Instead of preparing for the worst, we are to give thanks for the joy we are experiencing right now, because joy comes in little ordinary moments throughout the days of our lives. And those moments are not to be cut short through fear and doubt. Instead, we are to be grateful for them and to enjoy them to the fullest. The second shield we carry around is perfectionism, which we talked about last Sunday. Perfectionism is the desire to do everything perfectly so we can be shielded from others judging or critiquing us, so we can protect ourselves from feeling like we did it wrong. But the shield of perfectionism keeps us needing everyone else's approval, and it denies us the ability to grow into our natural born gifts and graces. It keeps us worried about what we think we ought to be instead of what God created us to be. And when God created us, God called us good. So the antidote to perfectionism is appreciating beauty, our beauty, the beauty of God's creation. What if we stopped trying to be perfect and became the people God created and called us to be, flaws and all? What if we said, "I'm not perfect, but my perfect Savior dwells within me, and that's good enough"? How would our lives be different if we stopped foreboding our joy and stopped trying to be perfect? What kind of relief and peace would we feel if we truly enjoyed every moment of joy that came our way without apology, but filled our hearts with gratitude for it instead? How freeing would it be if we affirmed and appreciated the beauty of who we really are, our true selves, and stopped trying to fit into someone else's perfect idea of who we should be. Wouldn't that be nice? It would kind of take the edge off a little, wouldn't it? Because here's the deal. We all want to have more of this wholehearted living. We all want to be our true selves and feel some relief in life. How do we go about doing that? We forebode our joy? We put our joy aside for a rainy day? We pressure and coerce ourselves into some kind of superhuman, perfect person? The way I see it, all of that only lends to our frustrations. And it makes us want to go numb. We try so hard to be everything we're not. And then we end up feeling unfit, miserable, and like we'll never be enough. And when we feel like that, all we want to do is get rid of that feeling. We want to numb it. We want to desensitize ourselves to it. How do you numb your frustrations? How do you distract yourself from what's really going on? Because numbing is the third shield we use to protect ourselves from being vulnerable. Numbing is what we do to take the edge off. It doesn't have to be an addiction. It doesn't have to be alcohol or drugs. It can be staying busy. I'm crazy busy. Then we don't have to look at the hard stuff. For me, mine's avoiding journaling. Journaling has been a great tool for me to deal with and heal some of the pain, shame, and abuse that I've suffered in my life. It helps me clean out my soul. But I'm also really good at avoiding it. If I want to stay numb to the crap that's happened to me in my life, I can go on very well, actually, keeping busy doing everything I have to do. There's no doubt that I'm busy. But when I start using all I have to do as my way out of not dealing with my stuff, that's when I run into trouble. And that's when I start using the shield of numbing. Because if we stay busy, we think the truth of our lives won't catch up with us. We'll keep it all out here. We'll look at everything out here instead of here. What do you do to keep the things you don't want to deal with at bay? What do you do to numb, to take the edge off? Because when things feel unbearable or unbelievable, like they do in the world right now, our tendency is to want to numb it. It causes us anxiety, so we disconnect, we shut down, we go into autopilot, so we don't have to feel. But that's not how God wants us to live. Because when we block the pain, the shame, the anxiety, when we block that, we're also blocking joy and peace and hope. And when we're all blocked up and numbed out, we miss out on the miracles of God that are happening in us and all around us. You see, we set ourselves so far out to sea, thinking we'll miss the storm, but it's still there. It's still all around us. But there is also something else in every storm. There is also something else. And if we're too numb to notice it, we won't see Jesus walking toward us. We won't see Christ himself walking right up to us. Instead, we'll think it's some kind of a trick or a ghost, and we'll miss the miracle that's coming to us. When we shield ourselves from the storms, we are also shielding ourselves from the calm. We're running the other way. We'll never see Jesus. And we can fool ourselves into thinking that, well, we'll just put our shields down for the good times. We'll only numb out the bad times. But who are we kidding? That only leads to a life of being on edge all the time. Instead of taking the edge off, we're setting ourselves up for being on edge because we're just waiting for the next storm. That's no way to live. Therefore, the antidote for the shield of numbing is true comfort. True comfort. And here's what Brené Brown's research shows. Instead of numbing ourselves from our anxiety, discomfort, and pain, leaning into it is what made it bearable. Leaning into it, facing it head on, and leaning into it is what made it bearable. People who dare to face their storms came out of the storm feeling intact, feeling like they still had control and were not swept away. They dared to lean into it. And here's why they didn't get swept away. They set very clear boundaries for themselves. Very clear boundaries. And they found true comfort in believing that they were enough. They had boundaries that didn't forebode their joy, that kept them from trying to be perfect. They spent less time trying to win people over and more time aligning their lives with their values. And when we live the lives we value, we can go into the storm. We can go into the storm knowing we will see Christ there. We will. And not only will Christ be there for us, he'll even walk on the water to get to us. And he'll be quick to comfort us, saying, "Courage. It's me. Don't be afraid." And he'll climb into the boat with us, and then the winds will die down, and the storm will begin to fade. And we'll feel like we're getting our calm back. And then we'll find true comfort in the one who walks on water. So when the next storm comes in our lives, instead of numbing ourselves, let's lean into it. Let's lean into it and know there is true comfort there waiting for us in the name of Jesus Christ. And let's lean into our true comfort, knowing that we don't need anyone's approval. That we are enough, just the way God created us. That the storm won't last forever. That there are people who will get in the boat with us and help us through. That no storm is ever greater than God's love, and that the storm doesn't get to win. The storm doesn't get to win, because in the end, Jesus, we know, has won the battle already for us. Jesus conquered sin and death and all the crazy things of this world, and he will forever walk on the water to get to us, to help us in our storms. So let's replace the shield of numbing with true comfort. The true comfort of Christ. And the comfort of his love. The comfort that he already faced the storm and he knows exactly how to get through it. He's walking through it to get to us. And he will help us through it too. He will. That's why he came here in the first place. May it be so always. Amen.